Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai Soldotna Shriners held a fashion show with local businesses to raise money for children in need of medical transportation. The Alaska Shriners raise money through fundraisers to send kids accompanied by a guardian to Shriner hospitals in Oregon and Washington.
So if whatever the kid needs, as far as prosthetics or special treatments or anything, we have the hospitals and the finances to do that. We take care of everything, not one cost to the parents.
That was Alaska Shriner potentate Mark Leaf. Grandmaster Michael Hoskin said they try to ensure that all Alaskan children are healthy. The fashion show was at the Soldotna Sports Complex and was a community event. Leaf says it was an incredible show of all local people and local vendors showing off their wares. Nick Bekich and Senator Loomis unveiled a Bitcoin Act. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
U.S. Congressman from Alaska Nick Bekich and Senator Cynthia Loomis have introduced the Bitcoin Act of 2025, a bill that would create a strategic Bitcoin reserve and position Bitcoin as a key national asset, often called digital gold. Speaking at the Bitcoin of America Summit, Bekich stressed America cannot afford to fall behind in this financial revolution. The bill directs the acquisition of 1 million Bitcoin over 5 years, mirroring the importance of U.S. gold reserves with all digital assets stored securely by the Treasury. Senator Loomis.
That's about 5% of all the Bitcoin that will ever be mined. And then we put it in cold storage, put it on ice, and we let it accumulate for 20 years, at which point it would cut our current debt in half.
With Bitcoin's market cap exceeding $1.2 trillion, the Bitcoin Act positions the U.S. to remain at the forefront of digital finance. Lawmakers are calling on their colleagues to act decisively, ensuring America leads the emerging digital financial era. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The Anchorage Chamber of Commerce is celebrating Women's History Month. Monday's weekly Make It Monday forum featured an all-female panel of local business leaders. Kirsten Halpin, Director of Investments at Alaska Wealth Advisor, talked about the importance of women supporting each other and looking beyond the bottom line to define success. Halpin says women can be creative in how we support other women. The University of Alaska Southeast is removing DEI mentions from its website following recent executive orders. Over 150 terms related to diversity, equity, and inclusion need to be reviewed to protect federal funding. Chancellor Aparna Palmer says despite the changes, the university remains dedicated to creating a welcoming environment for all students and employees. The Yukon River salmon decline is a hot topic at this week's Tanana Chiefs Conference annual convention in Fairbanks. Mackenzie Englishu, chair of TCC's Emerging Leaders Youth Advisory Council, says our young people aren't able to fish anymore. The Youth Advisory Council also plans to use the convention to express its concerns over violence against youth. The fourth-day convention began on Monday and continues Wednesday and Thursday. A Fairbanks man is accused of dealing cocaine. With more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Fairbanks man is accused of dealing cocaine. Forrest Chumbly was charged following an investigation by Fairbanks Area Narcotics Team. Undercover officers purchased cocaine from him on multiple occasions last month. He was charged on Friday. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly could make Juneteenth an official holiday. An ordinance would add Juneteenth as the 12th paid holiday for borough staff. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.